Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. Welcome back to the Service Management Leadership Podcast. Whether we are measuring ITIL or service management maturity, or the maturity of something else, it is essential that we can establish a baseline and manage progress or improvements from then. So if we are doing this in our service management world, we want to establish how mature is our service management organization, our incident management, our change management, change enablement. Let's establish a baseline and then measure progress against that baseline. That's powerful. But we do this in our personal lives too, don't we? If we seek to lose weight, we establish a baseline, we weigh ourselves, and regularly check in on our weight to see our progress, our improvements. And then we make adjustments to our diet or exercise from there. The same is true with our service management. We need to establish a baseline and then say, hey, how are we doing against that baseline? And chart that. We need to begin thinking about our service management, our asset management, our business continuity in this way. That's why I don't really believe in benchmarks as much as baselines, because you shouldn't want to strive to be better than your competitor across the street. You should strive to be better than you are today. In fact, just this last month, I finished up creating a business continuity maturity assessment. It's quite fun to me to say, how do we measure this baseline and progress against it? And this also gets us back to ITIL 4. The iterate with feedback, the focus on iterative improvement, offers similar benefits to compound interest. I've referred to this quote frequently, but Warren Buffett, when asked, hey, how and why did you get into finance? He said, once I figured out what compound interest was, I was hooked. Compound interest, meaning your bank account grows a little bit each week or month, and then the next gains are added on top, and so on and so forth. They build upon each other. The same is true with our improvement. And so we need to be thinking about this iterative improvement against these baselines, because if we're not creating these baselines and tracking our progress against them, nobody will. And it is very much a competitive advantage for your organization to know where you stand. It gets back to the ITIL 4 principle of start where you are. That baseline is where you are. And so when you think of start where you are, focus on value, progress iteratively with feedback, three of the ITIL 4 guiding principles, you understand the basis of why we say this improvement must come in this path. We must know which direction and which focus we are improving. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Please follow our LinkedIn company page as we try to grow that audience. And let me know how service management leadership can help your organization, even if it's just a maturity assessment or helping you improve your service management, asset management, or business continuity programs. Have an awesome day. Bye.